Hey, it's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from the new Netflix series, A Series of Unfortunate Events, actor Matty Cartaropel. How are you, man?
Doing great, man.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, man.
That's a fantastic last name. Cartaropel, Italian,
correct? Yeah, it's Italian, yeah.
How often do you have to correct people with pronunciation?
Quite a bit, yeah, and often I say it wrong, so, and I spell it wrong sometimes.
How do they usually pronounce it?
Like Cartaropel or Cartaropel or...
Just not Cartaropel.
Yeah, just not Cartaropel, yeah.
So all kinds of buzz surrounding the show, and for those not familiar, tell me about the show and the character you play.
Sure. It's about a golden retriever that learns how to play basketball. No, I'm just kidding.
Air Cartaropel
for Air Bud. It's called A Series of Unfortunate Events. I play Orlando, aka hench person of indeterminate gender. So yeah, it's a long. I guess they're like long phrases and words.
Yeah, hench person of indeterminate gender. What translation?
Neither a man or a woman.
Huh.
Yeah, he's...
Sort of ambiguous?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I support all genders.
Okay, you're all gendered.
Yeah,
Got it.
I'm an all gendered guy.
What a fascinating guy. And what's the premise?
The premise is about this evil Count Olaf that is constantly trying to steal these kids, these young orphans' fortune. And I play one of Count Olaf's henchmen on the series.
Fun.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's based on the books.
Yes.
A Series of Unfortunate Events.
And Neil Patrick Harris plays Olaf, right?
Yes, Neil Patrick is in it, yeah. He has to get about 3 hours of makeup done every morning. Yeah, he has to be up at like 5 a.m.
Wow, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, very unfortunate.
So is he crazy grumpy when he gets to set because after being 3 hours, how is he to work with?
He's actually a trooper about it. And he actually shaved his head to cut down on the time for doing all his makeup.
Oh, wow.
So that shows like how committed he is.
Yeah, like, or else it might have been like 4 hours, right?
Yeah, it might have been like six. Who knows?
Wow, that's unbelievable. Yeah. That is committed. And I hear you're a big Jim Carrey fan, right?
I am, yeah. And he had to have a lot of makeup in The Grinch.
Yeah.
That's a lot of makeup.
Well, he starred in the original movie, of course. And what's the biggest difference between the movie and the series?
The difference is in the film, they tried to make all the books into one film.
Wow.
And that ended up being kind of hard, but
you're getting spread the love.
Yeah, with the series, you get the whole shebang.
Got it.
That's a great word.
That shebang. Is a great word, the whole shebang. And appropriate in this context. Yeah. Have you had the opportunity to meet Jim Carrey at all?
I have, yeah.
Really?
Totally. I met him on Dumb and Dumber 2. I was in that film. I played
Dumb and Dumberer?
Nope. That was the other film.
That was the other one.
The Farrelly Brothers didn't
that
have
was the
anything.
Prequel. That was,
yeah,
the prequel.
That was the prequel.
That's right. Yeah. Literally Dumb and Dumber 2.
Dumb and
Got
Dumber
it.
2, and it's spelled T-O.
Right, so, yes.
Obviously, very dumb. That's
yes.
Spelled right.
Very funny.
Yeah, I got to meet him. He was coming out of his makeup trailer, and I was just kind of starstruck, and I shook his hand, and yeah, I haven't washed my hands since, so I should probably wash it pretty
he's
soon.
He's a nice guy.
He's the best, man. Yeah, he's really inspiring, yeah.
That's
really good guy.
And is it true you just got married or you're getting married?
I'm getting married, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
How long have you been engaged now?
2 years.
Okay.
No, not 2 years. Sorry. I've been with her for 2 years. Okay. Sorry.
It feels like 2 years.
Yeah, it feels like 2 years. No, no, we've been engaged since March. I proposed to her at the airport.
Really?
When she was arriving from a flight.
That's romantic. Yeah. That's like a movie.
Yeah,
movie.
It was.
Was it planned or spontaneous?
It was spontaneous. Yeah, I just kind of decided to do it.
He said, I have the ring. I'm just going to go surprise her.
Yeah, I went and bought the ring real quick at at the Crystal Matrix. I got her like a some kind of gem ring, and it was
amethyst. Okay,
yeah. And I was at the airport, and I got down on my knee and proposed, and I had this whole spiel, like I was gonna say all this stuff really romantic, and the only thing that came out of my mouth was like, will you be my wife? Like,
you get nerve wracking, huh?
It really
when
does.
It's go time, it's nerve wracking.
Yeah, and everyone clapped. Everyone clapped.
So there was a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of
there.
Yeah. And then this guy with a neck brace came up to us and was like, "You want to recreate the moment and we'll take a photo?" We were kind of freaked out by him. So we're like, "No, we're okay."
That's so Hollywood. Yeah. I love it. That's great. How'd you meet your fiance?
We actually bumped into each other at a club, but it was also a holiday party. So I don't typically go to clubs.
Right.
I don't. That's not where I go out. Like, that's not me, but...
But it was a holiday. But
it was the night that I met my wife. So, well, but the moment I saw her eyes, time stopped, and I knew it was she was the one.
Nice, man. Yeah. Good for you. Good
Thanks,
for you.
Man. High
cool.
Five.
Do you have a date? Oh, high five. I didn't hear the high five. High five, brother. I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't see you. Never would leave you hanging.
You left me hanging.
Never would leave you hanging. Never, never. What's her name, by the way?
Her name's Lauren.
All right, Lauren. Yeah. Yeah. The Lord wouldn't leave you hanging either.
Yeah, she wouldn't.
I read after college you were Luke Wilson's personal assistant.
I was, yeah.
Really?
Totally, yeah.
And what was that like?
That was awesome. That was cool. I mean,
he's a real nice guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. Like, I got to ride on private jets, and one time Kate Hudson made me a turkey sandwich.
She made you a turkey sandwich?
She asked me if I wanted a sandwich. I was like, yeah, of course.
Well, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's nice. Very delicious sandwich.
Did she make it
for
you?
She makes very good sandwiches.
She did make it for you. Well, that's awesome. That's a great story.
Thanks, man.
So, and look, you might end up working with Luke one day. What a crazy little circle. Yeah, full circle moment right there. That
definitely.
Would be, huh?
Yeah.
And you're an avid painter, I hear?
Yeah, I paint, yeah.
How would you describe your style?
Abstract. Abstract and whimsical.
Abstract yet whimsical
and fun. Huh.
So a nostalgic sort of who's the Matisse? No. Who's that one? The abstract Salvador Dali kind of. There you go.
But less dark.
But less dark.
He's a little dark.
Yeah, he is very dark.
Yeah,
very dark. Is that something that you've always? It's always been a passion of yours. Or you
my mom is a painter and she's an artist. So she was kind of my inspiration.
Oh, very.
We're always doing art and photography and. Yeah, she's actually the one that kind of, like, she did photography, and she would, when I was a kid, she would always do, like, camera tests, and, you know, I'd be like, "Mom, can you take my photo? I want to get in the camera test." And
yeah.
So, like, my first, there's, like, a photo of me in a tux, and I have, like, a wine bottle, and, yeah.
Sorry, and then you just fell into it, right?
I just fell into it.
I used to love watching, what's his name? Bob Ross.
Bob Ross, yeah.
His Pretty Little Trees.
Oh, man.
He was good.
He's the best. Soothing.
He's the best. I love that dude. And he used to rock a perm. He got a perm. That was
he's got a really
even,
cool perm.
Yes, even cooler. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
All right, cool.
Go-to karaoke song.
You can't always get what you want.
Okay. That was right off the bat.
Yeah.
You've sung that. I can feel it. First show on your DVR.
First show on my DVR. Is DVR a thing still? Okay. First show.
Yeah, that's how I watch all my shows. Oh, because they go straight to Netflix. Show. I get you.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Now there's other shows outside of it. Sure.
Better Call Saul. Really like that show.
Yeah. So yeah. Wait, that's due to come around.
It's coming out. It's
month or two?
Yeah, like a month or two. Yeah, underrated show. Great
Love
show.
Love that show. Or Last Man on Earth.
That's the, what's that, Tim Allen show?
What?
Who's doing this Last Man on Earth? Is that the Tim Allen show?
Will Forte.
Yeah, Will Forte. That's it. That's, I haven't caught that one.
Yeah. No. It's good.
I bet.
Yeah.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Celebrity crush growing up. Probably Natalie Portman.
There you go.
Yeah.
Time travel destination.
Time travel destination. Probably dinosaurs.
Oh, that's a rough era.
Yeah. I was in Jurassic World and I want to just really know what they were like.
Yeah, like
just
run for your life a lot. during that era right there. Food's hard to come by. There's no Netflix. But okay.
There's no Better Call Saul.
There's no Better Call Saul. Who would you cast to play you in your life story?
Who would I cast to play me?
Yes, which actor would you cast to play Maddie Carter-Ropel?
Probably Paul Dano.
Oh, that's good casting.
Yeah.
There you go. He's a good actor.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
You got your legit casting hat on right there.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
Maybe I should be a casting director.
Yeah. You never know. Whole acting thing. Double dip. There are no rules.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on your engagement. Congrats
Thank
on the
you.
Show and everything. Where's home for you? Out here in L.A.?
L.A., Silver Lake. I live in Silver Lake.
And where are you from originally?
Originally from New Hampshire.
From
Granite
New Hampshire.
State.
Okay, and you've been out here how long?
I've been out here for 15 years.
Okay, so it's been a while.
New Hampshire's, their motto is live free or die.
Right.
That's how I've been living my whole life.
Good for you. A Series of Unfortunate Events is streaming right now on Netflix. You can follow him on Twitter at Maddie Carteropel. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me, Mario. That was fun, man.
On with Mario Lopez.